about earlier. We're going to hear about the personal experience of one person who is working on their submission. His name is Sean Butler, and he joins us now. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Sean, what are your feelings seeing the opening of the Banking Royal Commission this morning?
Look, it's been a long time coming. I've been involved in various Senate inquiries since 2012. There's been about three or four of them that I've been involved with. I'm actually working as an advisor in the Senate at the moment and was heavily involved in getting the Royal Commission up and, behind the scenes lobbying to get it up and running. I think it's a great first step. It's only starting. It will definitely open a can of worms, and the sort of the general feeling over here is that it'll take a life of its own once it gets going.
And Sean, just in the interest of transparency, could you just outline what your particular role was in the Senate?
Yeah, my role initially, I gave a submission. I've given submissions at various Senate inquiries, and then several years ago at one of the banking inquiries by chance, I met Pauline Hanson in a lift, and she was shocked by what she heard. And to cut a very long story short, I've been employed as an advisor to Senator Peter Giorgio, who's a One Nation Senator, working in the Senate advising on issues, but mainly including the banking issues.
Sean, let's talk about your personal story. Take us back to 2011.
Yep, 2011. I had a half share in two properties, the Lighthouse Beach Resort in Bunbury and the National Hotel in Fremantle, and we decided to sell them, and basically I was going to sell my share and one buy the other. So we had an offer for one of them for $14 million, and a banker who was involved defaulted on a cash unconditional offer and bought it off the bank for $4.5 million less. Now, the gist of the matter is, I mean, cut a long story short, bank interest rates went from 7% to, 18%. We weren't able to get our documents from the bank. The bank receivers charged us over $100,000 a month to run the properties. There was a comedy of errors which ended up costing me anything between probably $7 and $10 million. And my case is just one of probably hundreds. I mean, when we went to the media, all of a sudden we had people from all around Australia ringing with sort of similar stories.
And what kind of stories are you hearing?
Stories, there's a lot of farmers where receivers have been put in and charged. There was one farmer that we heard of just recently where the receivers were put in to sell his farm, and they charged the sale of the entire sale proceeds from the wheat and the cattle. I think it was about $500,000 or $600,000 were consumed in bank receivers' fees. Stories of interest rates going from 7% to over 20%. Stories of farmers being unable to plant crops. Perth has got some pretty big ones. I mean, Luke Saraceni's got a case against Bankwest. I think the damages claim is $1.2 billion. So there's a lot of them. There's thousands of them. One report that was done by Ramsey in 2016. Estimates that Australia-wide there could be up to 80,000 people involved in one way or the other with some sort of financial problems with the bank.
It's 10 to 9. At 7 o'clock this morning, the Banking Royal Commission began, and we're going to hear from Commissioner Kenneth Hain shortly. We're chatting with Sean Butler, who's had a personal ordeal back in 2011. Sean, what do you want to see out of this Royal Commission?
Yeah, we just want to see transparency. I mean, in a lot of cases, we can't even get our documents from the bank. We have asked repeatedly to get legal documents and documents as to what they charged and what happened behind the scenes. They will not give them to us. In a letter just recently, Ewan Robertson, the general manager of Commonwealth Bank, has said he does not intend to meet us or to discuss the case. We would like, in our case, just an arbitrator. We can't even sit down with the bank and discuss it. So what we've repeatedly called just for someone independent to look at it and make a judgment, and we would accept that judgment, but we can't even get to that point. So I think the Royal Commission is going to flush a lot of these sort of issues out.
And Sean, you're putting together your own submission for the Royal Commission?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that at the moment.
What personal impact did it have on you, Sean, this ordeal?
Well, it's huge. I mean, and again, I'm one of hundreds or probably thousands of people in the same position. I mean, I lost my business that I built up for, my life savings, basically. Lost my house, lost my income. You've just got to get up and get going again, but it comes at a huge financial cost. And then, there'll be people out there saying, oh, these people got what they deserve. But if we got what we deserve, why can't we even get our documents from the bank? Why won't the banks even talk to us? Admittedly, there's always two sides to these stories, but I think you'll see a lot of stories coming out over the next few months once this commission gets up and running.
Thanks for talking to us. That's Sean Butler with his story. Now, Commissioner Kenneth Hayne, over.